Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Shalom Bayis, Shir number 625. We're going to continue about appreciating your spouse's nature. In the last year, we explained some of the major differences between men and women. Another illustration of that is the trait when a wife feels the need to fill up her bare wall in the living room with decorated pictures. Husband agrees in principle, but due to their tight budget, he doesn't want to spend that type of money for the next 2 months. And she says, 2 months? How could I be staring at a blank wall for another 2 months? We have to find a solution. So what's happening here is they're both falling back on their dominant trait. He does not find a logical way to afford the item now. And so this is his way of handling it. Not that he's being mean or anything. It's just logically it makes sense. I can't, you know, in 2 months I'll be able to. Now I can't. And she cannot tolerate emotionally looking at a bare wall any longer. And somehow a solution needs to be reached, some type of compromise, some type of concession, or a way of getting some extra money to do some of this, you know, and work it through. Another point in contention of the different character traits that causes friction between spouses is the lack of punctuality. Whether it's for appointment or simcha, one of the spouses has that tendency not to arrive on time. Very often it's the women, sometimes it's the men. But it doesn't make a difference either way. It has to be adapted. So now it could be upbringing very often. Not necessarily a male-female difference, but upbringing and habit. When a spouse's parent was never on time, so he or she won't be on time either. And if they're extremely punctual, then they tend to be punctual. Or you have the reverse psychology of it, that the parents were always never on time and the kid didn't like it. And now the kid is a husband or a wife, and they're going to say, I'm going to do the opposite and always be punctual, or the vice versa. They were always punctual, made everyone crazy that way. And then the husband-wife growing up, now as a married person, says, I'm not going to be that control freaky-ish, and I'm just going to be laid back, and I'm not going to care if I'm on time or not on time. Whichever way it goes, but the bottom line is you're affected by your background. And therefore, let's say a wife who's always has her mentality as being punctual. So why is her husband always a few minutes late? Always for minyan, for shir, for medical appointments, for business meeting. And she like punches her clock to get her job on time. She's like on a punch clock even at home. So the punctual spouse needs to realize that habits will take time to change. And they need to sometimes loosen up too. So it needs a proper balance with this. And any wife or husband needs to understand that just like it takes time to change one's own personal habits, it will also take time to change for your spouse to change their habits. Even each one will change to a certain level. Sometimes you're not capable of completely changing a habit. You know, Rav Sol Salanter said that changing one midah is more difficult than completing the entire shas, and he really meant it. So it takes time and patience. On the other hand, if a wife is not punctual, it may be because of other family obligations. The Abrodram brings down that one of the main reasons, this is in his Seder, it's Tfil Shel Chol, Shar HaShlishi, when he talks about Birchas HaMitzvahs, and he says that the reason why women are putter, absolved from Mitzvah HaSei Shehazman Gerama, time-bound mitzvahs, is because she must constantly be available for the needs of her children, the needs of her husband, and this obligation of time-bound mitzvahs will cause friction and disrupt their shalom bayis. David Ram says it. The responsibilities of a wife to her home and children demand the flexibility. She must be less dependent on the clock. That's the way it is. Her emotional involvement in her housework also causes her to lose track of time. So therefore, it may be harder for her to be punctual, but she's doing exactly what she's supposed to be doing. Her functionality is not based on a clock run type thing. So therefore, it's very hard to adapt to that clock aspect of it. Another manifestation of lack of punctuality in women is when they're preparing to go for a simcha. Because women are more naturally conscious of how they look and adorn themselves to be more attractive to the husbands or outward, whatever it is. It's a separate discussion, but a lot of it is healthy. And when she leaves her home, she wants to look presentable to others and it will take more time to choose that suitable wardrobe and a makeup and whatever else may be. What's with a husband, though? Husband, no big deal. Just nicer suit, fresh laundered shirt, matching tie, dress shoes, ready to go. End of story. It'll take him 5 minutes. And while he's done with his 5 minutes of looking spick and span perfect, his wife is still debating which outfit, which jewelry, which handbag, how the shoes matches, and so on and so forth. And the husband doesn't comprehend why it's taking so long. And even if logically he figures it out, it finds it emotionally frustrating. So husbands should be aware of this aspect of women. Not sarcastically, not in a degrading way, to understand it's part of her nature, and her lack of timeliness is not a lack of consideration for his feelings, and therefore he should not lose patience, he should not become upset, Chalila, even though his logic will never understand fully a woman's emotions, and a husband won't fully understand why a woman requires so much time to decide what to wear for a simcha, but he needs to understand it emotionally and work through it, and be patient and not be impatient. Because if you become impatient, then you leave the house on the wrong footing and it creates a lot of tension and it becomes a strain in a marriage after a while, if this is the common aspects of it. It's also the physical differences between the two is not appreciated. Husbands need to be aware, generally speaking, women have less muscular strength, have less stamina than men in many ways. And tending as a mother of a larger family with small children, she'll tire more easily, require more sleep at night maybe than her husband. And needless to say, it's the comparison game is very, very poisonous and dangerous. A husband should be cautious never, ever to compare his wife with another woman that has maybe a stronger physical makeup, that needs less sleep, that has more energy, and is able to manage their house more efficiently. Just like you wouldn't want your wife to compare you to another husband who maybe has a better business head or has more physical strength or stamina than you to help with household chores that another husband does and you have struggle with, or that another husband has a higher spiritual level than you do. You don't want her doing that comparison game either. Neither one of them should do those comparison games. The idea being is that no two people are the same. Each spouse needs to realize and come to terms with the other spouse's individuality and their abilities and accept this is the way Hashem chose them as a mate, and you take the positive and the negative, the ups and the downs, all in one package without any kina. And for this, you need a lot of emuna and betachin and grow and develop that. Another thing that's very difficult for a husband to comprehend is the far-reaching effects of menstruation, of pregnancy, and nursing on a wife's psychological and physical makeup. Menstrual cycles often cause profound changes in a woman's character, cause her to be more annoyed, more impatient, more tense, more aggressive. This is so true. Very often it happens in married life, very often, where the wife is much more abrupt or curt or rude and he gets insulted. But if he realizes it's that time, in that period, he will be less so, because I'll understand this is very part of the nature here. Moshe Aaron Stern also noted that the Rambam cautions men never to be angry or be moody at their wives. But he doesn't talk about it the other way around that much, about what the woman needs to do. Probably because it's sometimes she's a ninus. You know, a woman listening to this should not use this as an excuse. And they need to work through their difficult emotions in this time and be menschlich as much as possible. That's on her end. But on a husband's end, he does need to give her leeway and be more understanding. There's no question about that. Rav Moshe Aaron Stern brings down from the Gemara Brachas, Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, that, Rav Nachman was silent when his wife caused him a big financial loss in her anger. It's brought down in the Gemara there, and Mistama, he says in Pshat, is that he understood that women could be agitated more easily and may say things that they don't mean or do things that they don't mean. It's beyond their control to refrain from getting moody or angry in many cases. And again, a woman listening to this, like we said, needs to still work on it, but a husband needs to be compassionate and needs to alleviate unnecessary tension, to recognize a lot of it is hormonal. It's not a personal affront to him, and don't take it personally. There's a physical separation and there's also a certain emotional separation. Now, we talked about in the Nida period, there should be not an emotional separation. And we have to work through it. There is, yes, certain types of endearment that's usher in the Nida period. But Rosh Hashanah Walba writes that a wife does need in the Nida period A lot of attention, a lot of encouragement, and a lot of appreciation in that separation period. And a husband needs to make a real strong effort to be considerate, to be kind, to be thoughtful to his wife at that time. Because if he does not do that, then she will conclude that his colder behavior is because that he cares for her only as long as she can provide him with physical gratification and sexual satisfaction and so on and so forth. The proof of it is that you're much more warm and kind to me in that period when we could be physically available, and you're much colder and distant to me when that is not available to you. And that will lead to the conclusion that he is a total selfish person and self-centered, and that's why he has cold behavior in this period of distance. Truth is, there needs to be a certain degree of reserve to the extent to avoid the real things that could cause physical affection, but you need to still be very warm, very empathetic, and connect with each other as real best friends. Again, pregnancy, same thing. They undergo dramatic changes, new hormones entering the body. In the beginning months especially, there's this nausea, appetite diminishment, sluggishness, down, and she loses her desire, often for marital relations, and she worries about her unborn child, how healthy it is, and so on and so forth. And the husband should be realize he's marrying different type of women. The normal aspects of it, the menstruating aspects of it, the pregnancy aspects of it, it's very important to recognize it. And, you know, one wife of a Talmud Chacham once said that just once a man should experience that menstrual cycle, pregnancy, childbirth, and menopause, and he could relate firsthand to the other men of how a woman feels emotionally, psychologically, and physically during these stages, and they would believe the guy. And it would remove a lot of tension. So it's very important to really believe them when they feel that tension, because it's the Metzius is right, science. That's the way Hashem created it. Right? That's what Avigdor Miller always says, that don't judge a person, don't judge your friend until you reach his place, or how we use the expression, until you're in his shoes or her shoes. And so if a husband complains that his wife talks too much, you know, wait till you're a woman before judging her. And a wife complains to a husband that he's too obsessed with his work or logic, again, you know, let her wait till she becomes a man, which of course will never happen, which means that you have to really be compassionate and loving and caring in all of these aspects and understanding the different parts of the personality in the best possible way. Bracha v'atzlacha.